As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine's a program about everything that concerns you on the health front. We take the best of natural and we take the best of high tech. We put them all together for you on our weekly program. And we've got lots to talk about today. There's lots in the news. We're going to talk about fruits and veggies versus hypertension. We're also going to talk about whether a new cancer blood test is perhaps a bridge too far. It'd be great if we could detect cancer with a simple blood test. There are some cancer blood tests, PSA, for example. But a new cancer blood test promises to diagnose all forms of cancer. Does it really work? Another interesting story, are the 15 million Americans currently at risk of toxic liver damage from popular herbs like turmeric and green tea? And watching the Olympics this week, are triathletes who swam in the dirty Seine River experiencing gastrointestinal illness? 877-726-8255, our number. And a big Olympic controversy has to do with women's boxing. It's become a cause celeb, kind of a lightning rod issue because of the transgender controversy. Men beating up women is the theme here. And we have the example of Imani Khalif, who is an Algerian women's boxing contestant. And you look at this person and you say, that's a dude. Really looks like a guy, chiseled muscles, tall, thin, lanky, flat-chested, narrow-hipped. And there's a real controversy about how this individual got into the competition. So the question is, are these women's boxers who are competing in women's competitions, are they really guys or are they not? And so it's actually more interesting than a matter of women taking testosterone. That was kind of a thing that happened a lot among Russian and Eastern European athletes. They actually took testosterone to beef up their muscles. They were women biologically, but they took testosterone. And that actually is against WADA rules, World Anti-Doping Association rules, and you can be disqualified from the Olympics because of blood doping of that kind. But it's actually more interesting than that. It has to do with something called a DSD, differences of sexual development, because Imani Khalif, and perhaps also the Taiwanese athlete, they are XY chromosome folks. XX is female, and XY is male. But there's this kind of a subtle difference because there are conditions where folks turn out to be intersex. DSDs, and there are several, some prevent the expression of testosterone entirely. and they've got testes and they make testosterone, but for one reason or another, the receptors don't pick it up, and the person doesn't develop any masculine traits. But it's more likely that Imani Khalif suffers from something called 5-alpha reductase deficiency. And so explain that. It's an interesting scientific kind of a lesson in science and medicine is there's testosterone, and testosterone gets converted into something called 5-HT, 5-hydroxytestosterone, which is actually the business end of testosterone when it comes to the development of the gonads. And so there are folks who lack this crucial enzyme, 5-alpha reductase, and it's a genetic thing. It's kind of rare. But they are XY. What happens in fetal development is that the fetus is indistinguishable, male versus female, in the initial few months. And then what happens is testes develop. Testes begin secreting testosterone. Testosterone gets converted to 5-HT, and that causes genital development. But if you have this weird genetic glitch in the 5-alpha reductase pathway, you don't have normal male genital development, and you're born with ambiguous genitalia, you know, very small penis or absent penis, and you may be misidentified as a female. And you know how it is with little kids, toddlers, boys kind of look identical to girls. I get embarrassed sometimes when I say, oh, you have a nice little girl, and it's just a boy who has like really long hair, you know, when I meet somebody. But surprise, because at around the age of 10, 12 or so, they start developing male traits because they have testes, and the testes secrete testosterone. Testosterone is responsible for muscle. It's responsible for body hair, deep voice, Adam's apple, male characteristics. But because they don't have the 5-alpha reductase gene, they don't develop the genital characteristics of males. They have testes. And so if you test them, they may have normal levels of testosterone, or you can actually fix that for Olympic competition. You can take testosterone blockers, but they've gone through puberty. They have male bodies, basically. They just don't have male genitals. And these individuals are actually considered precious national assets in their countries of origin. Usually these are, you know, kind of obscure countries like Algeria or Taiwan. And measuring testosterone doesn't necessarily help to identify these individuals. It's all about the XY chromosomes. But it's interesting because there are drugs that do the same thing, that block 5-HT, and they're commonly used by men to shrink their prostates or for prevention of hair loss, because there are 5-HT receptors in the prostate and 5-HT receptors in the hair follicles. And by blocking them, you can prevent hair loss and you can prevent enlargement of the prostate. After you've developed normally as a male, it's not going to cause a problem. But it's interesting. If you look at the package insert for Propecia, it says Propecia should never be taken by a woman or a child because it could affect sexual development. Propecia can be absorbed through the skin. It's so much of a concern that the tablet should not be handled by a woman who is pregnant or who may become pregnant. The tablets are coated, and provided the tablets are not broken or crushed, if a woman accidentally comes into contact with this medication, it says, from a broken or crushed tablet, wash the area with soap and water right away. So these are potent blockers of 5-HT, and that can create problems with sexual development if it comes into contact with a pregnant woman or child. Notwithstanding this fact, I mean, you know, it's all this transgender, either, you know, you're pro or you're con, they're making a big deal about it, but this whole thing is a disservice to women in sports, especially women in contact sports, where there really is a danger of severe injury. And there's also this, you know, kind of demoralizing effect on women who spend years and years practicing their art, and then they go into a ring with someone who is biologically superior. And The IOC, they've really dropped the ball on this. Their position on this is so muddled, and it smacks of political correctness to say, oh, this athlete is, you know, has a passport that says that he or she is female, when they have XY chromosomes and they have a demonstrable biological advantage. And it really is a danger to female athletes. So, International Olympic Committee, get with the program and come up with better rules for participation by female athletes who actually are biologically XY men. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's Probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Let me explain. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. So if you can't call during the program, some of our programs are on delay and in different parts of the country. You may hear them at different times when we're not actually live on the air. So call 877-726-8255 and you can record a question or comment and we'll address it on an upcoming edition of Intelligent Medicine. Meanwhile, we do have some recorded calls from the past week, so let's take one of those.
This is Anne. How best to educate the doctors I see in various specialties on my unusual, out-of-the-ordinary illnesses? How do I advocate for myself?
Okay, that's a great question. And, you know, sometimes you really have to be an active partner in the doctor-patient relationship. And it's really changed because it used to be, you know, the patient was very subordinate, would come in, you know, go, I, sir, or I, ma'am. And, you know, just trust me, I'm a doctor. And that was it, right? These days, there's a more equitable relationship, a more of a partnership relationship between patients and doctors. And I'm very open-minded, very happy when patients come in and show me information about their medical condition. Some doctors, however, are old school and they take umbrage at that. And I actually wrote a book. It came out around 10 years ago or so, which is entitled How to Talk with Your Doctor, particularly with regard to your desire to prioritize natural care. So here we talk about intelligent medicine. Intelligent medicine means, hey, if you need a drug, you need surgery, you need some kind of high-tech intervention, okay, fine. But if that can be avoided, because usually these are accompanied by side effects, which may be undesirable, and natural approaches may be as effective, even more effective, without the downsides. So I wrote the book, How to Talk with Your Doctor, and I'll just read you a little bit of an excerpt from this, okay? And this may refer to you, because, you know, you're going to come in with sheaves of information, and you're going to try to talk to your doctor about your condition. I'm quoting from my book. To physicians, these patients seem needy and demanding. They expect a lot of attention, but are all too quick to question authority and battle doctors for control of medicine. To patients, though, such physicians come off as distant and stodgy, even arrogant. Many walk away entirely from mainstream medicine seeking better partnerships, and that's the key word, partnerships, or they neglect to mention the alternative treatments they're using for fear of disapproval. Less assertive patients simply clam up, put off by doctors' increasingly brusque bedside manner and shorthand use of, quote, medicalese. Not only are they afraid to speak up and ask for simpler, less technical explanations, but also they willingly abdicate all responsibility for their own care. So, yes, we do want involved patients. I talk in the book about how to establish a partnership with your doctor, how to, you know, find the right doctor. Sometimes you simply have to walk away because your doctor doesn't want to listen. Your doctor is very dismissive of your input, the research you've done. Hey, you know yourself far better than the doctor. The doctor may bring technical expertise to diagnose you and treat you, but you live in your body, and it's well worth the doctor's time to listen to a patient and to appreciate what they bring to the table. And sometimes the doctor can say, well, I disagree with that. You know, it's like, hey, it's on the internet. Some of the stuff that's on the internet is utter garbage. Fine, you know, and I'll do that sometimes too. But check out the book, How to Talk with Your Doctor, written by yours truly, and a few years back, but it's still on the market. 877-726 8255 our number. And while we're talking about the Olympics, here's a headline. Belgium withdraws from mixed relay triathlon after athlete who swam in Seine River falls ill. And I watched some of these events. You know, first of all, triathlon, something that I do, it involves swimming a certain distance. In the case of the Olympic distance triathlon that they did in Paris, it's a mile swim followed by 26-mile bike ride or 25-mile bike ride followed by a 6-mile run. And it's beautiful to do it in Paris because, you know, you're running through this glorious part of central Paris, you know, through past all the monuments and across the bridges. But you swim in the Seine. And they actually spent $1.5 billion to clean up the Seine so that they could do this event. And I've actually been in some events where the water quality really wasn't that great. You know, you jump in the water and it's kind of smelly and, you know, it's not great water quality. And so the question was, would some of the athletes get sick? Well, some of the athletes actually, instead of doing a practice loop, typically you may want to swim where you're going to swim. So you know the ins and outs, you know the milestones, you can deal with the currents. That is a good precaution if you really want to excel on a race course. Many of the athletes actually practiced in pools because they knew at least the water would be clean, and they figured if they were going to do an event, it'd just be a one-off. When you swim that way, you are going to swallow water. And Belgium's Olympic team announced that it would withdraw its team after one of its competitors swam in the Seine River, fell ill. Several athletes got sick. Not all of them did, but some of them did, suggesting that the high bacterial counts in the Seine got them under the weather. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we have some recorded calls, so let's take one of them.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I am wondering if you could tell me, what is the cause of lipomas? Also, how do you get rid of lipomas other than surgically and steroid? Are there dietary changes that could either get rid of or stop the progression of lipomas? Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's an interesting question. So what is a lipoma? Anything that has an oma on the end, that's a word for a tumor. So, for example, an osteosarcoma is a tumor of the bone. There's melanoma, which is a tumor of the melanin-producing cells. And a lipoma, sounds like lipids, right? Which is fat. So it's a fatty growth. Fortunately, it's not, in the vast majority of cases, not going to become a cancer. Lipomas can develop into what are called liposarcomas, but it's very rare. Most of these conditions are benign, and they start off as little kind of rubbery, very round, regular bumps under the skin. And it's a concern because, what's this growth? Is it cancer? What's going on here? Or potentially it can be in a place where, perhaps it interferes with something. It's cosmetically unattractive. Maybe it's, where you're combing your hair or something like that. It gets in the way. And so you may want to get rid of it. Another thing to be concerned about is that some people have a very large number of lipomas, particularly on their arms, their upper extremities. This can be a sign of a rare condition. It's a one in a million condition called Gardner's syndrome, which is something that increases one's likelihood of having especially colon cancer. But the tumors themselves are not cancerous. It's just an indication that the body is susceptible to tumor formation, and the tumors can sometimes form internally as well as externally. But, okay, put that aside. Lipomas, generally just a cosmetic problem, benign. You can, go to your grave at 110 with them. But if you want to get rid of them, it's been proposed that you smear certain things on them, and that'll make them shrink. DMSO has been something that's been proposed. There's also various types of herbal salves that are said to shrink the lipomas. There's not a lot of evidence that that works. I mean, really, there's some studies that have been undertaken to see if that can happen. It doesn't really happen. Well, what about diet? If you have fatty tumors, doesn't that mean that you're eating too much fat? So you go on a very low-fat diet, you get the fat out of your diet. Will the lipomas shrink or will they occur less? There's no evidence of that. It's not clear why they develop. Some people say, I hit myself there and then I developed a lipoma. Well, that just may be coincidental. It's not clear that trauma has anything to do with the development of lipomas. So you want to get rid of lipomas. There's a couple of ways to do it. One is to have them surgically removed. It's not such a big deal because it's not like you have to undergo general anesthesia. It's a it's a surface thing, and you can get some local anesthesia, and these can be removed, stitched up, and then they're gone. And typically, they'll be done by a plastic surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon. They can deal with that. Alternatively, you can suck the fat out. Liposuction can pull the fat out. I'm not sure if it's as definitive a solution as the surgical option, but you know, potentially some people think that liposuction, sucking the fat out, is less invasive. You know, that's really the story with lipomas. And, you know, I got to tell you, I spend a fair amount of time looking at these things on patients and reassuring them that it's not something that's dangerous. But if they want to address it, there's not really like a natural approach. You really got to go for, you know, more of a conventional surgical approach or liposuction approach to get rid of them. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, we all have our golden hour. That's our time to de-stress and reflect. And, you know, instead of reaching for a martini, you know, you know, having a couple of beers, you can reach new levels of calm and contentment with PlusCBD's Reserve Collection. I think it's a great alternative. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. Now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as having a very profound effect on inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough, in my opinion, in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids. They're rich and bold for when intense support is needed. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. All right, this item, you know, your mom always said, eat your fruits and veggies. Well, she was right. Turns out when it comes to hypertension, diets high in fruits and vegetables are associated with lower blood pressure, reduced cardiovascular risk, and improved kidney health. And there's a new study published online in the American Journal of Medicine. Now, you may think, well, this is not a big revelation. As people eat healthier diets, they're less likely to have high blood pressure. But what's interesting is that a lot of the studies that show that are based on what's called observational or epidemiological research. They'll go back and they'll do food frequency questionnaires and they'll say, you know, do you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? And then they'll check, you know, people's blood pressure over time. These are prone to error. They're also prone, you know, poor recall. You know, who remembers what they ate? People make it up sometimes. They exaggerate or they minimize. There's also the possibility that people who eat more fruits and veggies, they're conscientious people. They're more careful about other aspects of their lives. They smoke less. They're more careful about diet in general. They weigh less. They exercise more. They're more affluent, potentially. Maybe they live in healthier neighborhoods where they're free of pollution. There's less stress, you know, from economic reasons because of poverty and because of social disruption, familial problems. So, you know, those studies are less valuable. So this is actually a prospective study. They gave people either a diet high in fruits and vegetables, or alternatively, they gave them sodium bicarbonate. Why sodium bicarbonate? Because it's alkalinizing, just like fruits and vegetables. And, or they had a third group that just got usual care, you know, just like, you know, put them on blood pressure medications and don't do anything with diet. What they found was that people who were given the high fruit and vegetable regime, as well as the people who got the sodium bicarb, which by the way has sodium in it, sodium can raise blood pressure, both those groups experienced lower blood pressures compared with those who had no special treatment. So what that tells you is there's just something about fresh fruits and vegetables that make a difference when it comes to blood pressure. And partially it's their alkalinizing, but they actually outperformed the sodium bicarb, which is just, you know, it's just sodium with, you know, in an alkalized form. You know, you can buy Arm & Hammer baking soda, right? There, one of the theories about high blood pressure is that it's a lot about what's called the sodium-potassium ratio. So it's not so much a low sodium diet is what's going to improve your blood pressure. Some studies say yay, some studies say nay. It's very controversial. It's actually the ratio of sodium to potassium. So maybe less sodium, more potassium. What's the best source of potassium in the diet? Fruits and vegetables. They're loaded with potassium. And so this may be key to the beneficial effects of fresh fruits and vegetables. Interesting new study showing us why. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. Handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that number gets you through to me, and your recorded question can then be played on this program, and I'll answer it. So let's hear one of those questions.
My husband has tardive dyskinesia caused by, he was given the drug antipsychotic Haldol by mistake. And now he's had it for 2.5 years. His head is going up and down, up and down. He cannot get rid of it. He's allergic to a lot of drugs that the doctor tried to get him. He tried Botox. Nothing works. Is there anything natural out there that he can take to help that head movement?
Yeah, okay, so I think the worst aspects of the use of certain antidepressants and certainly many of the antipsychotic drugs, and Haldol is an example of an old line drug that was developed, you know, many decades ago. It's a very powerful drug that really is like a chemical straitjacket and can, you know, really reduce the symptoms of psychosis, hallucinations, and, you know, all kinds of agitated behavior. It has a calmative effect. And I remember, you know, I had an experience with Haldol once. I was, as a medical student, because, you know, we go into the hospitals and, you know, we get a little training. I was given the assignment of working with a psychotic patient. And, which was kind of a weird assignment for a medical student because I really had no idea what I was doing. And look, my supervising physician, you know, who was a resident there, said, look, I'm really busy tonight. Your job is to stabilize this psychotic patient. So I said, well, you know, show me the patient and I'll, you know, they said, you can start giving her Haldol And when you give her Haldol, you can up the dose until she's calm. And so he introduced me to this patient, and she was like something out of a horror movie. She was like a female version of a wolf woman. She was screaming and agitated and frankly quite frightening and intimidating. And I gave her an initial dose of Haldol and it did nothing. And then I gave her an additional dose of Haldol and it still didn't do anything. And here I was like, you know, I kept, you know, calling my resident supervisor. I said, it's not working. So he said, give her more Haldol. And I gave her more Haldol and I gave her, and it took about four or five iterations. And finally, a few minutes after I gave her the last dose of Haldol, I came in to see her and she was calm. And I said, hello. And she said, hello. She was very, very sedated. And so this is the type of medication that it is, but it has terrible side effects because long-term, people can develop these movement disorders. It's an involuntary movement disorder. Sometimes involves grimacing, sticking out the tongue, head bobbing, as you describe, involuntary movements of the limbs and trunk. And it's lasting. It doesn't go away, even when the medication is stopped. And so they have developed medications for this. And one of them is, I've noticed, is kind of highly advertised on TV. It must be that there are hundreds of thousands and millions of Americans who have tardive dyskinesia due to medications. And it can even occur with some of the older antidepressants like Elavil and other things. But one of them is called Ingrezza. And it must be a super expensive medication, and I'm not exactly sure how it works. But according to this caller, it's not helpful for the husband. There has been some literature that suggests that certain supplements may prevent tardive dyskinesia. They don't really make it go away once you have it, but it might be a good idea to take them when you're taking a medication that has the potential to cause TD. Vitamin E, for example, there's some studies on B vitamins, in particular vitamin B6. I'm looking here at a study looking at ginkgo biloba that says that it might be helpful in relieving tardive dyskinesia symptoms, but it's a small study, only one randomized controlled trial, which is not enough to really substantiate that as a useful therapy. Then there's B6. There's, you know, another form of B6 called P5P. There's even some studies on melatonin. So you can try some of these things to see if it ameliorates the symptoms. But I got to say that this is a challenging condition. And, you know, the various drugs, another drug is called Austedo. But I'm not sure if those are going to end up being a fix. So this item, if you're tired, and so many of us are at one point or another, especially as we age, if you're frequently in a state of fatigue, you might be surprised to learn that your cellular health begins to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age. And that has to do with the mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells. As you age, your cell membranes, including those of the mitochondria, become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that I like that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals, and I've read some of these studies. They're quite conclusive. That help to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. If you're young, this is a tool that you can use to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-factor for years. I don't go a day without it. I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, there's a lot about free medical school, and that's kind of a new trend. And it just happened at my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. It was announced. They actually had a surprise assembly. They called all the medical students, all hands on deck, into the auditorium, and they announced free tuition heretofore. You won't have to pay. That is courtesy of Ruth Gottesman, a former professor at Einstein, who was married to a venture capitalist who made billions of dollars. She donated, in his memory, $1 billion to Albert Einstein to establish trust that can be used to defray the cost of medical students. Also, Ken Langone did it back in 2018 at NYU. Bloomberg just did it at Johns Hopkins, his alma mater. So this is a trend at some of the more affluent medical schools. The problem is, and there's a bunch of articles about this, why free med school won't solve America's doctor's crisis. It's not that we don't have enough doctors, it's their distribution. And a free ride in medical school doesn't guarantee that a doctor will go to the areas of the country that are underserved. It doesn't encourage them to specialize in areas like pediatrics, OBGYN, primary care that are underserved. It may encourage, you know, say a poor or minority candidate to just go for the gold. Maybe, you know, go into, you know, an affluent specialty like plastic surgery, make a lot of money. More power to them, but is it really serving the need to create more doctors, dedicated doctors who can address not the lack of numbers, but the lack of proper distribution of doctors across this country? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.